All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is 37 degrees with mist and fog here in upstate New York. And it's looking like one of those days you probably wanted to crawl back into bed. My kitties were trying to convince me. They're like, come on back, mommy, it's warm, and we are all snuggly. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show, Robots Are Delivering. Toyota, DARPA, Google, Amazon, and Domino's. And yeah, we ended the show looking at Amazon pushing the government now in its quest to become a powerhouse delivery company with their army of drones that they've been working on. We also saw that Domino's Pizza is throwing New Zealand into the bin as a test bed for delivering pizzas. You have little codes, you punch them in, and it opens a little hot box that you can get your pizza out of when it shows up at your door. Pretty insane. I always thought it would be pizza delivery drones, not pizza delivery driving little robots. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't know if I want to see one of those here. Oh, and what happens if you don't pay? If you don't pay, we're going to send the army of, and they had even an abbreviation for the Domino's robots. It was like the RDU, or ADU, the Autonomous Domino Unit. Maybe we'll have to find it. Oh, the DRU, the Domino's Robotic Unit. That's what it was. They've been thinking long and hard about this one. Anyway, yeah, so where we ended up, we looked, there's also some debate going on Capitol Hill. They're really trying to push now for the federal government, now that they have ruled that artificial intelligence and Google's self-driving cars can be dubbed as a driver, a licensed driver. They are now pushing Congress to start passing rules that would unify the laws across all states, so they could start rolling these puppies out. So, you know, it's not going to be too much longer before we really do start seeing these things zipping around. 2016 is supposed to be the year for the autonomous delivery drones. And we have Amazon wanting to do deliveries. We have Walmart. Walmart also stuck their toes in the game. We looked at that probably 6-8 months ago, as well as Google. And Google, we read way back, Google wants to use their fleet of drones to be some sort of emergency medevac and delivering medications and emergency supplies. So how nice is that? All right, so we're going to start off today because I still have about 12 stories lined up that we never got to yesterday. So we didn't just keep going on this. Where we're going to start today is where we left off yesterday, and this is this Amazon story about the drones. Amazon leans on government in its quest to be a delivery powerhouse. And we were talking, too, about how they're going to do air traffic control for these. Verizon, NASA, the FAA, as well as, I think I was reading, 35 other tech companies, and they didn't outline who they were, all wanted to get into the game of being able to coordinate drone traffic. And I'm sure there's going to be lots and lots and lots of money and all that. And I know they're working on that. I really think that that's part of what the Google Loon or whatever the other project was besides Loon that was very similar, launching those 4G towers across the United States. You know, they said, oh, we're going to offer internet to everybody. And, oh, now we're going to offer cell phone service. But remember, they're also getting into this drone logistics thing. And to have NASA as a satellite, and then to have Google with their stratospheric 4G towers, and then Verizon with their towers all on the ground, and they probably have the best coverage out of any of the cell providers, I would think that that would give you a full 360 to see what was going on. So, you know, it just makes at least from an engineer's perspective, when I'm looking at it, it just makes a lot of sense that that's kind of what some of that project is about. Anyway, all right. So ever since Jeff Bezos started the website Amazon to sell his books, and we read this part yesterday, has wrestled with how to deliver its products as quickly and as cheaply as possible. And maybe that's why Bezos now is working down in the Southwest Texas desert doing launches of his reusable rocket. I don't know if you've seen those, but he's had a couple launches now. He's been very successful. It's SpaceX, Tesla's company, that has been having some issues with landing, but Bezos has been having perfect takeoffs and landings, proving that he can utilize reusable rockets, which will save a lot of money. Today, and this was in March 20th, 2016, so this wasn't an old one. Today, Amazon, now a retail giant, remains obsessed with the issue, building its own fleet of drones, buying trailers for trucks, and signing up for drivers for on-demand delivery. And remember, too, yesterday we looked at the sale of Boston Dynamics by Google, and the two places rumored to be interested were Amazon as well as Toyota. I think I proved my theory that Toyota is probably going to be the winner of that because of their connections with Gil Pratt, former DARPA executive that is now going to be running the new Toyota $1 billion AI facility in California. I think that Boston Dynamics would be a perfect fit for them. I don't know, Jeff Bezos probably has his own robots. You know he does already. They look more like Roombas. They zip around, zip, 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 between the aisles, but not as much like Atlas's. Anyway. And nowhere is the company's push to become a logistics and delivery powerhouse more evident than here in the nation's capital. Amazon has emerged as one of the tech industry's most outspoken players in Washington, spending millions on this effort and meeting regularly with lawmakers and regulators. And so, you know, Amazon is another one of those tech companies that seems to have cozied right up in Washington and become best buddies with lawmakers very quietly as they meet at the White House frequently and nobody knows about it. And it's kind of a scary thought. I mean, I don't remember in my growings up, for as long as I've been paying attention, that it was ever so chummy butt Patton in Washington between corporations, you know, maybe on the side or maybe in private. You had a few buddies who were head of corporations. You go have some cocktails or, you know, Christmas time or whatever. They'd come to the party. But these guys are hanging out in Washington all the time, and they're appointing all these tech leaders to all these, you know, posthumous positions within the federal government. I mean, look at what was his name? I always forget his name. It isn't Larry Page, and I keep calling him that. It's not Jeff Bezos. No, it's the other guy, the Google CEO Schmidt, Eric Schmidt. And I, you know, when I see Eric Schmidt, I just can't stand even look at the guy. But Eric Schmidt, who's now like one of the grand poobahs of Alphabet, Google's parent company, has now been appointed to some fancy schmancy role at the Department of Defense. To be overseeing them, keeping the internet safe. Oh, let's hire some hackers to add to our 6,000 and some. Isn't that the number we read the other day? The 300 divisions of 6,000 and some odd hackers to keep this nation safe. And don't worry about it, because we just had another terror attack yesterday in Belgium. So things are going to get dicier. There's terrorists on everybody's bed. And now they're hiding in airports and in train stations, and oh, they just called for more security here everywhere. Yeah, it's coming, people. It sure is coming. Anyway, these efforts are mostly in their early stages, but Amazon has already has detractors, particularly for its drone efforts. It's because nobody wants drones flying everywhere as big eyes in the sky. And wait, we're going to look at the eye in the sky drones beyond horrifying. Amazon has pushed officials to allow new uses for commercial drones to extend the maximum length of trucks, to improve roads and bridges, to prop up a delivery partner, the United States Postal Service. So, wow, they've done just great things now, haven't they? They got them to fix the roads that they let go to shit. They helped the Postal Service that's been spying on you and me for years. I found that story yesterday and put it into the notes about them taking the photographs of all the frums and twos for every package that's gone through them for many years, filing it for law enforcement. And I don't know. Now they're going to open up the skies for fast deliveries so you can get your instant gratification